copy, Kurt. Nothing wrong with your setup. Yes, there's room for improvement, and yes, I've had to save my penny for generations to put my shack together. The one thing you could probably improve on would be that antenna height and your ground plane. Tram makes a $69 grade antenna that I run, and I bought another one, as I said, to put here outside my living room when I bring my radio chat station in the house here for the winter instead of this HD I'm on. So no, what you're operating on and what you've achieved, you're still crystal clear. There's popcorn in the background, and that's to be expected, as I'm sure you experience on your end with me being on my HT. Over.
Yeah, copy that. You know, nobody likes to hear that, you know, somebody's hearing popcorn on their end, but, you know, if I'm coming in clear again, that's all I can ask for. I do have a better grade coax here. I just haven't gotten around to installing it. And then also a few people in the network have said, don't change anything because you sound real good. So I've been reluctant to even change anything, but I'm going to definitely do the ground plane. Over.
I've been in situations with a prick 77 and had to throw a long wire up in the top of a jungle tree to make communication. As long as you can be heard and understood without disturbing the network, in my book, brother, you're definitely top shelf. And I can hear you, you're clear, and it's a little bit of interference on any band, depending on conditions, is most certainly acceptable. Over.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Makes me feel good. Anyway, I will be sitting here monitoring. This is WRPD 448 for identification purposes. What do you got going on the rest of your night, Bob?